The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable, and you will, because it's Yawa, and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you for listening today, wherever in the world you are.
Where in the world are you?
We are glad you're here.
We're all together at this point in time. Thanks for coming.
We don't even know what episode this is. What is it? Are we in the 90s yet?
No, not quite.
We're close.
We're going to be. This is going to be number 88.
We need to do something big for 100.
For our 100th episode.
Yeah, like we should both like record it together naked or something.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Great.
Good plan. Okay.
I'll just put tape over my camera.
No! All right. That's the whole point.
Fine.
We're sharing. And I'm saying that right now because I'm like so hot recording this. I'm
going to
take this sweatshirt off.
She's hot.
Oof.
Why are you wearing that sweatshirt? Is it
because
hot?
Because I don't have a bra on. It's hot here, but I had to go get my nails not done, but I had acrylics on for the trip.
Oh,
my big European. I mean, they were super short, but it like made my nails look nice.
Yeah.
And then they've grown out a tiny bit and they were like clicking when I would type.
Yeah.
It was driving me crazy. So I go back to get them like removed. And the guy was like, you want them removed? Do you want to, you know, you want anything new? How about we just fix them, fill them, cut them? And I was like, no, get them off. I am not a woman who can have fake nails. I just
clicky
can't do
nails.
It.
I like how the clicks sound on the keyboard. I like that.
It bothers me. I was making typos and they were just long enough that I couldn't take my contacts out at night.
Oh.
Like I was like scraping my eye and was like, my eyes were all red when I'd finally get in bed. Like, how do people do this? My mom has like crazy, you know, half inch over her fingernails and she has my whole life. She wears contacts. She types. Yeah. What am I doing wrong?
My mom's both wear long fake nails and my sister. And I did, you know, after I got engaged and until after the wedding. Actually, no, I did until I had my kids when my first was born. I was like, when I was pregnant, because I heard the fumes weren't good, you know, to go get your nails done, whatever. Second kid, I'm like, okay. But I took them off.
I don't think I've ever seen you with long nails, right? You're not into it now.
No, because you met me after I was already knocked up, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, different.
You were a real roly-poly then.
Kind of punctured myself.
I only say that because I met you like 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
Before D-Day. little man, number one son.
Yeah, number one son. So are you all acclimated after the trip? Are you like back on central time?
Yeah, I am. It took some Ambien nights in a row to make it to where I would actually sleep when I was supposed to sleep and not be tired all day long. But I'm back in the driver's seat. Yeah, I did like... I'm catching up. I like ordered all the summer camp stuff I have to do, because it's like school's out here in 2 weeks. So
holy shiznit, really?
Yeah. And it didn't really hit me. I'm like so busy at the end of school with school stuff that you look forward to school being over. And then I got an email from some potential clients who may want to hire me. They were like, let's look at June for a time to meet for that, initial consultation. And I was like hit by a wave of like, oh shit, in June and July and August, I got my kids every day, all day. And I was like, I've been so excited about summer that I forgot that I have my kids
take care
all day,
of the kids
every day. And I can schedule meetings and things, but I have to get more creative with camps and childcare and my parents helping. So that was a little bit of a reality check. Like, summer is great. I love summer. We're in the pool. I love it, but it's a lot for us.
Do you have a pool?
No, but my parents do. My neighborhood does.
Oh, nice.
Like Rexen does. Every day we're in a pool, some sort of pool.
Every day I'm shuffling.
So I gotta start shaving.
Oh, that's God, I hate that. Right?
It's the worst.
It's just awful. The hair, it's just a pain in the ass. Can't we just?
Yeah.
No, we can't let it go.
Can't we just all
get hairy?
Not shave? Can we just agree to not shave? If none of us do.
Yeah.
Let's start a revolution.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I don't think people are going to go for
I don't want to see anybody peeking out from your bikini. Mm-mm.
All right, fine. Fine.
Anywho's. Speaking of pubes.
Yeah, Yawa.
Yawa.
It's another one. It's the last episode of the month. And our tradition here at the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, our new tradition, several months in now, very popular. Winning. Hashtag winning.
Winning. Yawa.
You ask,
we answer.
And we have some doozies today.
It's a real doozy. That's Amanda. That's for
Amanda. Two questions are about wedding planners, which are some of our favorite questions to answer.
I love to talk about wedding planners.
Yeah, we love talking about why the job is important and how you can get that point across to your partner or your parents or your, budget planning committee when it comes to breaking down how much you're going to spend on all of the team member vendors for your wedding. Often the wedding planner gets left out of that for some reason. Maybe you think you can do it yourself. Maybe you just are already over budget and there's no way you can afford a planner. We love to talk about how you may be able to squeeze in a month
of. This really shouldn't be a friggin' question of having at least a month of.
Right. And how a month of can in turn save you money, heartache, stress, time, and energy, and better ensure, and you should think of it as insurance, better ensure that you have a smooth wedding day. Wedding planners work behind the scenes. And in one of these questions, we're talking about how a wedding planner will help your future mother-in-law have a better, smoother, more fun, relaxing day. And that's important too, because a wedding is not all about you. It is also about the people that you invite and their experiences of your big day. Right? That was pretty
good.
That
was good. Good job.
That was some good like intro.
I totally agree with you.
Thanks. Yeah. She's like cleaning her screen over there and
driving me crazy.
Like buffing her glasses.
It's really dirty.
Okay, hello, Yawa.
All right, can we quickly, really quickly also mention the Patreon page? We've been getting some patrons.
Okay, so on our Patreon page, which is very important to us, we're figuring out that we should have been doing this all along. If you listen to us, which you are right now, and you think we're awesome most of the time, some of the time, if we've dropped even 5 points of good advice for you as you plan your wedding, maybe you can show us some love so that we can keep doing the show and keep putting out great content for you and do more and be more places. The two of us live in different states. We haven't seen each other in several years. And we want to continue to grow as a podcast. So our Patreon page helps us do that. You become a patron. Maybe you donate $5 or $10 a month. And you get some great perks, this bonus newsletter, which I'm working on right now. I was going to tell you, Michelle, I'll have that draft by this weekend.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
We'll include updates and photos of us and just a little bit of behind the scenes for, you know, who Michelle and I are. We'll do special announcements. We might throw a Facebook Live in there once we figure out how to do that. Yeah. And lists, cool lists of like things that we're into, like podcasts that we're listening to or resources or books or websites or shows that we love right now. There's also an option on the page to have actual Skype consultations with us, both of us as a team.
We've got one scheduled for this week.
I'm very excited about that. So you'll have our ears for 20 minutes and we can just shoot the shit and give you some advice and help talk you off the ledge or, you know, help make some decision.
Use us
wisely.
So the
more people we reach, the better. Patreon.com/thebigweddingplanningpodcast. And there's levels on there. And the bonuses and the perks are broken down so you can see them. And one of them is that we just give you a big fat thank you.
So on a shout out to Catherine S for pledging a monthly amount. And all of these people pledge monthly. Catherine S, thank you. Matthew B, thank you. Lauren M, thank you. Tiffany A, thank you. Anna H, thank you.
Man, we're rich.
We're rich. No, any dollar amount that you guys can pledge is going to help us, and really, we greatly appreciate it. Christopher W, thank you. Amanda F, thank you. Thank you so much to all our patrons. They are members, and they are going to get some cool stuff, you know, including
you
this
too.
Thank you. Of your name.
You can join anytime, day or night.
But
any level.
And you know, our levels are, you know, depending on how much, I love how Christy named them. If you pledge a dollar or more per month, it's called the crush. And this is where it all begins. Your reward is endless love. If you pledge $5 or more a month, that's our makeout session. And then you're going to get...
That's a latte.
Yeah. And you're going to get a monthly newsletter and you're going to get some special bonus episodes because we're pretty into each other. Now, if you go, listen to this, $20 or more a month. And if you think about it, it's not that much if we're helping you plan your wedding, you guys. I mean, you're not paying for a wedding planner.
Especially if we're answering your direct emails.
That's the going steady level, okay? And so you get that those makeout rewards, and we'll welcome you with a Skype conversation, one-on-one, Christy and I, 20 minutes. You can ask us whatever you want. And then, you know, we're going steady, but if you put a ring on it, that's $50 or more a month. And that's when it's happening. Okay. We're engaged. So you're going to get everything, plus some swag. Okay. Some swag, and that's a surprise of what the swag will be. And let us know if you have any ideas of swag you guys need, because you guys have probably seen stuff out there and you're like, whatever. What kind of swag do you like? Maybe we should put a poll out, Christy. What kind of swag do you like to get?
You just did. Let us know.
I put a poll out. What kind of swag do you like to get?
Somebody, assistant.
Yeah. So anyway, patreon.com/thebigweddingplanningpodcast. We would greatly appreciate any assistance that you can give so we can keep on keeping on and do some awesome shit with this show. Even more awesome than it already is. Can you imagine that? Can you?
That's going to be amazing. Big plans, little budget. That's our motto. Help us shift the motto.
I like that motto. That's a lot of weddings. Big plans, little budget. Right?
Yeah. We should put that on a bumper sticker.
Happens a lot. I hear that.
Yes, it does. It does.
All right. So shall we get into this? Yawa?
Yes. Are you on? Can you see email number one?
I can see email number one. Yes. Shall I?
All right. Yes. Read that and then I'll do the answer.
All right. How do I convince my future and mother-in-law that we need a wedding planner?
That's the title.
Thank you for your wonderful podcast. I love learning little bits about wedding planning with each episode. My friend recommended it, and I'm so glad she did. Smiley.
Oh, I think I know her friend.
Really?
I mean, she's also emailed us, and we've read one of her emails.
Oh,
on
cool.
Here.
Thank you, friend.
Yeah, I think so, because I said, make sure you're telling your friends, and now I've been in contact with her a few times, and she's on Instagram, and I think you know who she is, but she wrote back and was like, I am telling my friends. I'm telling everyone.
Yeah.
I think one of my friends emailed
That's
you.
That's right.
Cool. Okay. All right. It's all connected. Six degrees of
so
podcast
cool.
listeners.
All right. Let me continue on here. I am an American bride living in LA with a half French groom. Where's the other half? We are, for many reasons, having our wedding next year in France. We have just booked the venue and are about to dive into hiring all the other vendors. My French mother-in-law has offered to help plan with the idea that we should not waste our money on a planner. And apparently, that's not a waste. And apparently, it is a French tradition for her to do most of the work. We get along, and I am thankful for her help. But I also think a planner is important. She helped with her first son's wedding, but otherwise, I don't think she has much experience. My fiancé and I are compromised that a month of coordinator at the least is necessary. But lately he seems to be siding with his mom more. He also thinks we can get a day of coordinator for $1,000. When I explain that's unrealistic from the research and 8 French coordinators I have already gotten info from, he doesn't seem to really get it. How do I get my fiance and mother-in-law on board with at least a month of coordinator? Oh, girl.
Yeah, I love this question because France or not, this predicament that she's in, I think is really common. I think it's probably especially common for people who listen to this podcast, particularly because you all hear us repeatedly talk about how important a coordinator as she said, at least a month of coordinator. We should put that on our business card.
At least a month,
Michelle, since we both specialize in it. It should be like Christy Matthews Events. At least a month of coordinator.
Hello.
Because it's true that it feels almost like an afterthought, as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. But for those of you who have been listening to many episodes and you're just beginning to plan your weddings, you know from the beginning, like we've planted the seed, which I think is a positive thing, that having a planner in some capacity, at least a month of coordinator, is very important. So great question. I think it's very applicable to all of you listening. So I said, as wedding planners, Michelle and I so appreciate your effort here. And it sounds like a tough situation. I'll admit I don't know much about the wedding industry in other countries, but if you've done research and found that month of is a thing in France, which sounds
she
like
found
she
eight.
Has,
that's
she found
research,
eight to compare.
Lady.
It can point to how helpful it will be for you, the bride, in the last month before the wedding. So I suggested that she try and sell it as a peace of mind thing to her mother-in-law, and that while you appreciate all of her advice and help, you want to be able to bond with her. I mean, you're marrying her son. She's going to be in your life forever, is the idea here. So let her know that you want to be able to bond with her without wedding planning defining your entire relationship.
Very good.
And you might want to pitch that to your partner first. He needs to agree with you, get on board, and then help you by pitching it to his mom. It needs to be pitched as an opportunity for her, the mom, to be able to relax and enjoy the weeks leading up to the wedding, especially since you and maybe your groom does as well, have family traveling in. So with all the planning from abroad that you have to do and that also your parents and your family and your friends have to do, you just feel that you would feel so much more confident if you had a month of planner on board. And you want to avoid any unnecessary conflict between you and your future mother-in-law and lessen the burden for her. So a wedding planner a lot of times serves as a liaison between moms and daughters or vendors and brides or grooms and their parents. So if there is something that you disagree with, you would have a wedding planner to go through that you and your mother-in-law, and it can be sorted out rather than it being a strain on your relationship. So two parts here. You want to bond with your mother-in-law without it being all about wedding planning, and that's the only thing you have to talk about. And then what are you going to talk about after the wedding? And then also you want everyone to be able to relax and enjoy both the planning and the wedding day itself. And you'll feel more confident if there is a third party wedding planner involved. So she actually wrote back and said, "Thank you. I really like what you said about not letting wedding planning define our relationship. I definitely see that happening already. I picked her up from the airport after not seeing her for ages, and we slipped right into wedding talk. We have agreed that she can completely take care of the welcome dinner. She's also offered to cook brunch the next day for any guests staying on site. My dream would be to see her completely relaxed, drinking and dancing all night during the actual wedding day. I think perhaps I can pitch this as a peace of mind thing for her as well." And then she asked if there was how better to explain things. And I mention to her, and this also applies to the next email, but our episode is episode 9 that we did way back in the day. That's the one where we talk about all the roles of a wedding planner, not what a wedding planner does, but what wedding planners are called: coordinator, planner, consultant, wedding architect, a venue person, a day of, a month of, a full, a partial,
all the levels of service.
Yes. So that's episode 9. And then also the two episodes that we've done with photographers really hit home how important it is to have a wedding planner so that the vendors that you hire, in particular the artistic vendors like photographers, can do their job that you are paying them for, so that they can give you a product at the end of the wedding that you expect, like a photo album, of all the wonderful moments and candid moments. Photographers can't do all of that if they are also having to run the timeline. So episodes 64 and 84 help to outline why wedding planners are an integral part of the planning machine on the day of. And that in turn leads to mother-in-laws that can totally relax and have glasses of champagne and enjoy themselves. Boom. Done. Questions answered. Yeah.
And I want to add to this listener, make sure your mother-in-law understands that by you hiring a planner, this does not mean that she is not involved. Obviously, I think it's great that she wants to completely plan, I think it was the rehearsal dinner, and make a meal the next day. Although if I were her, I wouldn't do that. But that's me, because I'd be exhausted. But, you know, perhaps before making a final decision on a month of coordinator in France, prior to you signing a contract, you set up a time that your mother-in-law can go meet with that person. That would make her feel included and almost allow her to have peace of mind by speaking to that month of coordinator and having that month of coordinator explain to her exactly what role that coordinator will play and how it can help her as well. You know, that'll make her feel like a part of the process of even choosing that wedding professional, just as she might have helped you, you know, on the ground over there, choose other wedding professionals. And to that end, photographers, as long as they're pro wedding planners — I don't know who your photographer is. If that person is a French person and they are pro wedding planners, find out. Have your photographer talk to your mother-in-law. It might even be worth it. And he or she can explain to her why they think wedding coordinators are so important.
And he or she probably has a few recommendations for wedding planners also that maybe they are, maybe they aren't on your list of 8 that you've already looked into.
And as far as the dollar amount, speaking to your fiance, this is an investment. This is an investment, and we kind of eat, sleep, drink, breathe weddings, and we spend a lot of time and energy in our job doing what we do. So believe me when I tell you that spending over $1,000, actually spending $2,000 to $3,000, is more along the lines of what you should be, or what a lot of people are paying for a professional month of wedding coordinator, and it's money very, very, very well spent.
Right. And we appreciate the track that you're on. In a way, you're acting as an advocate right now in favor of hiring a wedding planner because you're smart and you know all the benefits. But once that person is hired, how great is it that you, in turn, have an advocate for wedding planning and all those loose ends that need to be tied together, and also for any familial facilitation that needs to be done on the wedding day. That's what a planner does. And I know that all of my, not all, I know many of my former clients who, after the wedding, which we've also done an episode about, that little wedding withdrawal, it's not just that their big day, big quote, big important, you're the most important day of your life, blah, blah, blah. It's not just that that's over. It's that you don't have like a right-hand man personal assistant at your beck and call anymore. Mm. And that's what we are that last month. I mean, it's emails and texts and solving problems and figuring things out and just feeding you solutions. It's awesome. I mean, I think it's awesome. You're going to love it. Your mother-in-law will be happy that you did it. And everyone's going to live happily ever after.
So thank you so much. Okay. So we need to take a moment here and we need to talk about Zola.
Zola.com. Z-O-L-A.
That's right. Zola is sponsoring this episode of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. And Zola is reinventing the wedding registry and planning process to make the happiest moment in your life even happier. So there's over 500,000 users on Zola. And I bet you about half of those are Big Wedding Planning Podcast users.
Totally. Half. Half to three quarters.
At least. Zola Registry has everything you love about your favorite department store, plus things like honeymoon funds, fitness classes, wine subscriptions. There's group gifting. There's all kinds of amazing things on Zola. So, so, so many things.
The experiences, I think, are what set Zola apart from other wedding registries.
Oh, absolutely.
Other online wedding registries. All the cool experiences, like you're not even going to have thought about some of these. And then you're going to have them on your wedding registry because once you see them, it's like going to light something up.
It's going to, you can find anything on there. And Christy and I have firsthand experience because we had the pleasure of purchasing a couple of items on Zola so that, you know, we could tell you all about it. It was very easy, free shipping. I love how the website is designed. It's so well designed and so user friendly. And they have really great customer service. They go above and beyond, like really, really, they go above and beyond helping pick out the perfect blender. Your grandmother or your aunt or whoever is not computer literate, they can help them, walk them through a couple's registry, and they price match, and it's free shipping. And it's not only registry. They've got all these wedding planning tools. You have a wedding planning website. They have a whole guest list manager. So you can put your guest list in there and you can interact with your guests on there.
This is the only registry that you need.
Yes.
A lot of time, like in the old days, 5 years ago, it was like, get this brick and mortar for your grandma who wants to shop in an actual store. Put that on your registry. And then, oh, you want to do some honeymoon stuff. Put that on a different registry. And then you'd have an online option as well. And this is a one place, one stop shop. And the goods are high quality and it's curated. And it's just a taste level. And like Michelle said, the actual website is different than what else, whatever else you've been looking
like,
at.
I mean,
it's like a boutique.
Yeah, like a boutique. And but also, like, you could register for Airbnb gift cards, Blue Apron, Stumptown Coffee, cooking schools, and
plane tickets.
Plane tickets. We should register for that. And after the wedding, they have a 10% discount, which is totally awesome. And they are offering you, our listeners, a $50 credit toward your wedding registry. So you just go to Zola.com/bigwedding. Zola.com/bigwedding. And you're going to get $50 toward your wedding registry. So check them out. Thank you, Zola, for sponsoring our show. Email number two. Hi, ladies. I absolutely love listening to your podcast. My boyfriend and I have looked at rings and plan to be engaged soon, and he wants us to already start the wedding planning process as we are looking to get married next summer. My question is, we're getting married in New York City at a venue that will take care of all the food, beverage, linens, tables, chairs, place settings, etc. And provides a planner throughout the process as well as a day of coordinator. I know you guys stress the importance of having a month of coordinator, but will these people suffice? I want to ensure we aren't stressed on the big day. Keep up the great work and can't wait to keep listening as we get really into the planning stages.
So we have some opinions about this, right?
Yeah. Well, I would love to know the title, the actual literal title on the business card of these people that work at this hotel. Because I actually recently did a site tour at the Four Seasons here in Silicon Valley. And the sales manager, catering manager there said that as an additional service, they do provide planning services, right? But many, many times I will have clients or friends or people I've come across who say, oh, yeah, yeah, we are getting married at a hotel. They have a planner. When in all actuality, that is not a literal planner. So you, our listener who wrote in, may actually have seen on the business card or seen in the contract that this is an actual planner, in which case, awesome. But I'm not sure about that.
Right. And it says it's a venue. It doesn't specify that it's a hotel, but it sounds like a venue that does. It's all inclusive. It is a wedding machine. And at hotels and venues like this, oftentimes there is a sales person that you work with at the front end when you're booking the venue, and then it gets passed on to an event manager. And what you just mentioned, Michelle, about the Four Seasons doing, like, for an additional charge, it'll be planning services. In my experience at all-inclusive hotels like that, that basically means we'll handle your ceremony in addition to everything else that we're doing. Because if you don't have a planner and we're your venue, you're kind of on your own for the actual ceremony, and that includes the rehearsal. Yep. So they can't be over there running your processional, cueing your harpist, making sure your officiant is mic'd and tested, and that the florist knows exactly which chairs need to have the, you know, garland on. So that is a big piece of the puzzle that you need to, if you're looking at a venue coordinator in place of your own month of coordinator or wedding planner, you have to ask a lot of questions. And one of them is about ceremony facilitation, basically, including a rehearsal, because that is pivotal. The whole point of a wedding, even though we focus on the party for the most part, the whole point, remember, is the actual ceremony. That's what we're paying the good money for, to see you two get married and be official. So I answered to her question, can we basically replace a planner with this venue coordinator? I answered, the short answer to your question is maybe. Typically, in a wedding machine venue like this sounds like, the day of coordinator that they provide will suffice if you are having a fairly simple wedding in terms of logistics. Keep in mind, though, that the coordinator works for the venue. Mm-hmm. They do not work for you. We definitely suggest that you pull in an additional day of coordinator, a month of coordinator, if you have the funds. If not, a venue coordinator is certainly better than no coordinator at all. If you're lucky, he or she will be totally awesome on top of it, hold your hand through the process, and meet all of your needs on the wedding day. I suggest you ask a lot of questions in regards to exactly what she'll do for you, and more specifically, what she won't do. Also, try to make sure that whomever is helping you with the planning process is also the person that will be present on the day of. You don't want to meet your coordinator for the first time when you're putting your wedding dress on. So get specific hours. There are no stupid questions on that end. So ask, you know, write down everything you want your wedding planner to do, and then ask them if they're going to do all of that. And then consider how much money you have to spend for somebody to do the rest of your list. And one of the things on your list needs to be pending problems or to be determined issues, because there's always something that comes up the week of or the day of that you need somebody to solve, or somebody just needs to be the decision maker and solve the problem. So whoever the venue coordinator is, you need to make sure that's someone that you trust and you're okay with that person being a decision maker for you on your wedding day. Did I miss anything?
No. No, I think that that's good. And listen, we talk about this all the time. We know that there are a lot of you out there that have a budget.
A modest
budget. Yeah. And part of the reason that a lot of people do have their weddings at venues such as this is to help save money. It's much more economical. Right. And I'm all about it.
Oh, look, they do
it.
Everything.
Yeah. And totally. At the very least, yes, that coordinator at the venue is going to help you out and be absolutely, positively better than nothing at all. Like Christy said, I'm reinforcing.
Yeah,
just
totally.
Sometimes I like to repeat exactly what you say.
I hope you do that in your real life too. Just like walk into the kitchen and just drop some Christy wisdom.
Christy says
on your husband, he's like, that doesn't apply to what I'm doing right now. While good advice, it doesn't apply to what I'm doing right now. Woo. Okay. Last email. This one is a little heavy.
I like the heavy ones. I always like to answer the heavy ones.
Yeah. I'm going to read it and Michelle will respond with what she responded to this person and we'll keep the name out of it. Christy and Michelle, thank you so much for the plethora of information. You make my long commute so much more bearable, and being informed while wedding planning has seriously decreased my stress by about 1,000,000%. I love you, gals.
We love you, too. So,
my question is kind of specific, but I so appreciate the advice you've given regarding some sensitive topics. My question is, how do I best support my fiancé in guest list planning when his family situation makes him upset and sad? A little background. My future
husband,
father-in-law. Yeah. My future husband's dad is a non-functioning alcoholic. Because of this, his parents divorced when he was a teen. He hasn't had much of a relationship with his dad's side of the family since then. I've never met any of them or even his dad. His mom's side of the family is small, so we really only have a relationship with his mom and his brother. We both agree that we want our wedding to be full of people that are current in our life, know both of us, and support us as a couple. However, his family dynamic and the idea of him not having a lot of people there, especially in contrast to the large, close family that I have, makes him upset. We're paying for the majority of the wedding ourselves, so inviting 30-plus aunts, uncles, and cousins that he hasn't seen in 15 years is not what we want either. Do you have any advice on making the guest list process easier when circumstances are messy? I so appreciate it.
Okay, so here is my answer. I asked her first off, how is her fiancé doing? For what it's worth, I totally agree that the guests at your wedding should be the most important people in your life, as well as those you think will stick around longer than the wedding date. Have you had a chance to listen to our episode number 5, The Guest List? If not, take a listen. The fact of the matter is, most of us have family situations, and I would venture to bet that most couples planning their wedding run into difficult family and friend situations. What your fiancé needs to ask himself are two questions. One, will this particular person upset me on my wedding day? Make trouble of any kind? If so, then I would strongly advise not inviting this person to your wedding. And two, would not inviting this person cause your fiancé to feel strong regret after the wedding day is over? If so, then I would lean on inviting this person. Please let us know where you're at with this situation.
Yeah. I think a lot of people struggle with the guest list. And I kind of was reading, maybe I'm reading between the lines, but it sounded a little bit like part of what makes him sad is that on the wedding day, as it is, because they've sort of agreed that they're not going to, they don't want to invite people that aren't actually in their lives, his side or his guest contribution is going to be much smaller than hers. that it will seem a little bit uneven, or like he's not bringing much to the table or to the marriage in that way, and that it might give some questions, or he might feel self-conscious about that. And the truth is, like, it, on the wedding day, every face that turns to you when you're up at the front saying your vows, you want to feel love and support from every one of those people. When you're walking down the aisle or walking, you know, recessing afterwards, and you just said, I do, and you're feeling sort of elated and crazy. It's just over. We just said, I do. We just did it. Now we get to party. You want to be able to look at the people standing up on the right and left of you and feel lightness and love coming from them. You don't want to see any faces that make you sad or drag you down or remind you of hard things or feel heavy. So you're making the right decision. It's just, I think it seems hard on this end, but on the wedding day, you're avoiding the bad feelings for later, even by tackling them now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it's complicated to sort this out, but you're going to be so happy with your decision if you spend some time and thought on it now.
And with regard to your fiance, and I don't know if he listens or, you know, it's really hard to have a strained relationship with a parent. You know, even if you know the parent is a mess and you probably would never, ever, ever associate with that person if they weren't your parent. Even if you're like, I'll be fine. It weighs on you mentally. I mean, it can make or break your day sometimes. And so he's going to be upset, and he's going to be sad. And you, his life partner, need to allow him to go through that and just allow him to be sad. And Christy and I are huge, huge, huge advocates. We talk about it all the time. We've actually had a therapist on the show. But when it comes to family, when it comes to parents, you got to get that stuff. You got to talk about it to someone who's non-partial, who is not someone that feels like they need to take care of you. Because this issue has been around for a hell of a lot longer than you've been engaged. And it's going to be a lot around forever. And so whether or not dad...
Long after the wedding.
Yeah, long after the wedding. So whether or not, you know, this is going to be okay, you know, taking care of... I know you guys are getting married really soon, actually. I think you're getting married in a couple of weeks. But or when you listen to this episode, you'll already be married. Congratulations. But at any rate... I hope it all goes well, and I feel for you, fiance, and I feel for you, other fiance who's writing in, because I know how hard it is to see someone you love hurt and in pain. So all you can do is give him lots of love, and your family, who now is his family, give him lots of love.
Yep, very good. It's we always feel for y'all when you write with the family stuff, because Everyone knows how hard it is and how much thought and energy you can put into something that really you have no control over the other person, which, Michelle, you mentioned a lot. Like, you can only control your own perspective and your own reaction to things. But you can't expect family members who are the way that they are. You can't expect them to change. You certainly can't expect them to change for your wedding or for you. It's a journey that everybody's on. And I think weddings have a way of bringing out the best and worst in people. And that's just the way it is. And trying to balance that, do everything you can to tip the scales in your favor by communicating with your partner, by taking care of yourself and your emotional health, maybe by talking to a therapist for the first time in your life. For, you know, any of the angst or any of the emotions that weddings are bringing out, we're big, big fans of self-care and therapy, frankly. So just for all of you listening that are going through difficult dynamics and situations with your family, take care of yourself and your hearts, and take care of each other.
Yes. And know that you're not alone, because I mean, the majority of the questions we get, right, are they're about family and you know, family mm-hmm. and very close friends, people who, you know, they're hurting and they're having a really difficult time. So you guys, this is so common and
universal.
It's universal, and you know, we're right there with you. So with that, just keep writing to us, all of you listening. Keep sending us your questions. Let us know what's going on. And please follow up after the wedding. We want to know how it went, what you decided. Send us photos. Post photos on social media and hashtag plan that wedding, because we look at them and we comment on them and we love seeing them.
And in fact, let's think of this, the podcast and all of you listening, as a community. You're blind to each other. We don't know who's listening. We don't know where you are. We don't know your stories, but we have social media and we have set these things up so that we can form a community. If you learned something from the podcast, which you're emailing us and telling us that you have, if you've learned something and then implemented it and then it was a success on your wedding day, like, post a picture of that on our Facebook thread and share mm-hmm. with each other. And let's let, you know, at minimum, the Facebook page, but we're Twitter and Instagram and our website. But let that be a place for you to talk to each other. And yeah, and for us to respond that way. Eventually, I think Michelle and I, now we've been able to keep up on all the emails, but eventually, with the way the podcast is growing, us responding personally to every email we get, which is what we're doing, will, and best case scenario, will become hard because we'll have too many emails to respond to and to dish out that advice and to help. So talking to each other and us being able to like your photo on Instagram, we have some, they've been brides, but people that have been following us, and then we see on Instagram who they are and what they're posting, and we're able to like or comment, but we can do that a lot more if you let us know who you are on those social media platforms and let us know what you're dealing with and how things are going and pictures. We want to see all of that. So please, the Big Wedding Planning Podcast on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter is TBWP Podcast. Our wedding website, or our website, is thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com, and email is thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and please, please go to iTunes, rate us, and write a review. Please write a review. Take a few minutes and write a review so we can read it. And I love to read them on the show, and it just makes our frickin' day. And we have a phone number so we can hear your lovely voice. And that phone number is 415-723-1625. There is no lack of a way of getting in touch with us.
That is true. We've covered as many bases as we can.
We are very accessible. All right. Thank you again for writing in, all of you, and for listening and spreading the word. We love you guys. We wish you all the very, 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 very best. Happy planning to you all. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.